Anchorage 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KN4HTP. My name is Wendy, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina and South Carolina state line, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are welcome and invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can check in via APRS messages sent to W4DJW. You can also check in via Echolink, node 545072. Is there any formal traffic for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. Any announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. You will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please give your call sign. Repeat your call sign using the phonetic alphabet. Please give your name and your location and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. Before calling the individual RF groups, I would like to recognize the early check-ins. Tonight's early check-ins are Mr. Fred and Miss Isla from Traveler's Rest, W4FCM, and N4IEI. Next up, I have Mr. Bill checking in from Hartwell, N4WHM. Then we have Mr. John and Miss Stephanie checking in from Lyman, KN4MOA, and KN4MMI. Mr. Pat from Malden as an early check-in, K4OSH. And at this time, I'd like to check in my husband, Mark, W2MJB. I apologize for my grovelly voice. Just one of those days for me. I guess I've been talking too much. All right, at this time, we'll go ahead and invite any new hams that would like to check in. New hams only. If you'd like to check in, just come on the radio and say net control, and I'll walk you through the process. Or if you know, or if you're comfortable with checking in already, go ahead and check in at this time. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. To you new hams out there, if you're listening in and thinking about checking in, most of our net controllers give an opportunity at the beginning, and they're all delighted. We're all delighted to have new hams join us. It's fun to get on the radio for the net, and so they'll be happy to answer any questions, so don't worry about messing up or saying the wrong thing. We're all happy to have you join us, and happy to answer questions. All right, tonight being Sunday, we will go ahead and begin with the Alpha through Delta group. Alpha through Delta, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or net control.
4HTP. Beam Wendy, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville, I'll be negative and negative.
KM4HTP. Good evening, Wendy. Good to hear you calling on that. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey W4DJW Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
And all your fellow hams, please check in Kilowatt 1
Charlie Juliet Whiskey. The name is Roland. We're located in Dickens, negative and negative.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Rick, checking in from Piedmont, KK4DMW. You're sounding good on the radio, checking in. Mr. Rick also brings along his wife, Miss Lorena, and daughter, Miss Michelle, KK4ONO, and KM4MOQ. Next, I'd like to recognize Kurt, checking in from Greenville. You have a great signal tonight, Kurt. KM4BLH. Thank you for joining us tonight. Then I'd like to welcome Dave, checking in from Greer, W4DJW. Thanks, Dave, for managing the net. You do a great job, and I appreciate the extra time and work you put in to make this net function properly. Then I'd like to welcome Roland, checking in from Pickens, K1CJW. Thank you for joining us tonight, Roland. Is there anyone else at this time in the group Alpha through Delta that would like to check in? Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to take a break from the alphabetical check-ins, and we'll go to EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only, please call KN4HTP.
KN4HTP, please check in. Kilo November 4. Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome our friend John, checking in from Brown Summit, KN4RJN. I have you down for some rag chew later, so that'll be great. Thank you, John. All right, we'll continue with our RF check-in. And I'll move us up to the next alphabetical group, which is Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, please call KN4HTP or Net Control to check in.
KN4HTP. Good evening, everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie. N4HHC, Warren and Taylor's will be negative and negative tonight.
N4HTP. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Canada, North Carolina. We'll stick around tonight, Wendy, and hello to John.
4HTP. KO4HKX. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. Patrick up in Penrose, and I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Control. For Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, operating at the QTH of Alice, that is K4KAE, and she will be checking in her time. So I say negative and negative, over.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Warren, checking in from Taylor's. N4HHC. Thank you for checking in tonight, Warren. Then I'd like to welcome Harry, checking in from Candler. KC4EZN. Thank you for checking in tonight, Harry. And I have you down for some rag chew later. Next up, I have Mr. Patrick, checking in from Penrose. KO4HKX. Thank you for joining us tonight on the radio, Patrick. Next, I have W4FHJ checking in. I wasn't quick enough to get your name and location, so that's station W4FHJ. If you could recheck with me, that would be great.
This is W4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet. Sorry I didn't give the name. Name is Gene. Over.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you, Gene, W4FHJ. It's good to have you joining us tonight. All right, is there anyone else in the group, Echo Through Hotel, that would like to check in at this time? Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4 HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to move us up to the next group, which is India through Lima. India through Lima, if you're ready to check in, please call KN4 HTP or net control.
HTP. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. It says 73s for each one of you.
Control. K4,
K4,
Kilo 4, Kilo Alpha Echo. Alice from Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to everyone on the net.
KN4 HTP. Hi to John if he's around. Thank you for bringing us all together here tonight. Check in, Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
4 HTP. Check in KO4 IBY. This is Fred in East Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net tonight. 73.
This is KN4 HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome James checking in from Tuxedo. KK4 JFO. You're sounding great up there, James. Thanks for checking in. Next, I'd like to welcome Miss Alice, checking in from Taylor's. K4KAE. Thank you for joining us tonight, Miss Alice. I love it when you join us. Next, I'd like to welcome my friend Larry and his wife Donna from Greer. KK4JBQ and KC4MFK. Please pass along greetings to Miss Donna. Next, I'd like to recognize Fred, checking in from Asheville, KO4IBY. Thank you for joining us tonight, Fred. It's good to have you with us. All right, is there anyone else at this time in the group India through Lima, that would like to check in? Please call KN4HTP or net control.
4HTP. Hello, India 4. Lima Zulu India, KI4LZI, Ainge, Table Rock, no traffic, no round take.
This is KN4 HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Andy, checking in from Table Rock, KI4LZI. Thank you for joining us tonight, Andy. You're sounding good out there. At this time, I'll go ahead and move us up to the next alphabetical group, which is Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or net control.
DP. Again, Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm currently mobile in Piedmont. 73 to you, Wendy, and all the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Oscar 4, Oscar Lima Kilo, Stephen and Greer, I'll be negative and negative.
HTP. Good. Glad to hear your voice on the radio again tonight. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar India Mike, Walt and Edmund, I'll be negative, negative.
This is KN4, HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Fred, who is checking in from his mobile near Piedmont, KO4NNH. Thank you for joining us tonight, Fred. Then I'd like to welcome Stephen, checking in from Greer, KO4OLK. Thank you for joining us tonight, Stephen. Hope things are going well out your direction. Then I'd like to welcome Walt, checking in from Inman, K4OIM. Thanks for checking in tonight, Walt. Walt is our Tuesday night net controller, and love listening to his nets. So thank you for checking in tonight, Walt. At this time, I'd like to check and see if there's anyone else who wants to check in the group. Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa. Please call KN4HTP or net control. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to move us up to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango. If you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or net control.
KN4HTP. Good evening, Wendy. Please check in AA4RM, Alpha Alpha 4 Romeo, Mike. My name's Robert. I'm in Easley, negative negative.
Control. Kilo Delta 4, Tango Whiskey Papa, that's Tom. And also check in Kilo Golf 4, Lima Kilo Alpha, and that's Miss Angie. Both mobile, Tacoma, Georgia, and negative and negative.
Hello, that's Foxtrot 4, Romeo Victor Hotel. My name is JD. I live in Berea, but no traffic, no round table.
Please check in Bob, K4RHF, Kilo 4, Romeo Hotel Foxtrot, and I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative, negative tonight. Tell Marcus that hi, and y'all have a good evening. Thanks for hosting the net.
HTP. Check in Whiskey November, 4 Sierra. Chris and Lyman, no traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all on net.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Robert, checking in from Easley, AA4RM. Robert is a Monday night controller. I do some Mondays and he does some Mondays, and it works out great for both of us. Robert, one of these days I need to talk to you. I want to try setting a challenge, I guess, or a goal to see if we can get 100 check-ins on Monday night. But I got to talk to you about that first. So, anyway, anyone out there listening and thinking about it, it would be cool if we could do that. But I got to check with Robert first. So, thank you for checking in tonight, Robert. Next, I'd like to recognize Tom checking in. He is mobile near Tacoma. And he brings along Miss Angie, KD4TWP, and KG4LKA. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mr. Tom, and hello to Miss Angie. Hope you're having a pleasant drive. Next, I'd like to welcome JD, checking in from Berea. You're sounding good on the radio, Mr. JD. KF4RVH. And I'd like to welcome Bob, checking in from Taylor's, K4RHF. I will pass along your greetings to Mark. Next, I have Chris checking in from Lyman, WN4S. Thank you for checking in tonight, Chris. Hope you're having a good evening. All right, anyone in the group Quebec through Tango at this time, please call KN4HTP or net control. KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us up to the next alphabetical group, which is Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. If you're ready to check in, please call KN4HTP or net control.
Net control. 4 Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, Keith in Columbus, North Carolina. Just check me in and out tonight.
HTP. Please check in Kilo November 4 Uniform Bravo Golf. That's KN4 UBG Kevin. I'll be over here in Fountain Inn, be y'all's neighbors. Tell Mark we said hello. And I'll be negative with negative, 73 with you and everybody on deck.
KN4 HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Kevin, checking in from Fountain Inn, KN4. UBG. Thank you for checking in tonight, Kevin. I'll pass along your greetings to Mark. And then I have KE4ZEF. But I wasn't fast enough. with my pencil to get your name and location. So, GE4ZEF, if you could recheck, please, that would be great.
This is ZHF, Zulu Hotel Foxtrot. This is Keith in Columbus, South Carolina.
KN4HTP. Thank you for that, Keith. Keith from Columbus, KE4ZHF. Thank you very much. You're sounding good on the radio. Thanks for the recheck. All right, we'll go ahead and give another opportunity for our station's Uniform Through Zulu. Uniform Through Zulu, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
TP. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Tommy from Southern Greenville County, K4XB. Thank you for checking in tonight, Tommy. All right, at this time, I'll open it up to the big group, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. If you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, my grovelly voice is held up tonight. That's good news. Anyone who's been holding back to allow me to baby my voice, please take the opportunity now to check in. Anyone all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. Well, it's been a great evening on the radio. This is KN4HTP, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG queue portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG queues. At this time, I'd like to invite my friend John, KN4RJN, to join me for some RAG queue. How's the weather been up your way this past week?
KN4HTP, KN4RJN. Well, we were up in Indiana this past week for a few days at my mother-in-law's. It was nice and sunny for a few days, and then the clouds came in. And as we headed back down today, we ran into a little bit of rain and whatnot, and it's been raining a little bit down here. But and when it sat on the back porch, and it got cold, so we came in. But I looked at my watch and said, oh, my Lord, it's almost time for net. I bet it's Mark tonight. I got to get on the net and say hi to Mark. And then I heard your voice, and I thought, uh-oh. It's windy, so say hello to Mark for me, and it's kind of spitting rain here right now, and it's like 60-something, but it's a little cool outside, but what is it doing down there?
Warm and pleasant down here today. We got a little bit of clouds rolling in as it was getting later in the evening. That's when I went outside in the backyard with Shadow to give her an opportunity to do her daily ritual of inspecting the yard. She particularly likes the fence line for some reason. The center of the yard doesn't need as much inspecting as the edges. I wonder why that is. Is that some kind of instinct to check your, your territory with dogs or something? Anyway, it's interesting, too, that how just, a few miles north of here, the temperatures can be so different. Mark and I took a nice drive yesterday. We went up to Elkin in North Carolina. And there's a weaving guild up there. I went up there and looked around at their new facility, which is an old cotton mill. I think it's an old cotton mill. And the building was pretty interesting. It was all, it's not functioning. It hasn't been for quite some time, but interesting how it appeared that the cotton mill was the life of the town, and then when it shut down and moved out, the town suffered, as a lot of times towns do with loss of industry like that. But it was interesting to see the facility and to see the weavers and the weaving guild, and there was a lady there spinning and things like that. So it was a nice day for my hobby, and it was a beautiful drive.
Roger that. I'm fighting the cat for space to get close to the microphone, but anyway, hopefully you can hear me. Yeah, we went up to Indiana to visit my mother-in-law, which is the hometown that I grew up in, and I took a drive through downtown. And it was kind of sad because downtown is now tattoo parlors. There's one bar that's been there forever, and antique shops, and it's dying. They built a bypass around downtown, and it doesn't quite get the traffic it used to. And a lot of the industries that were down there, there was Arvin's Industry and Regal Rugs Factory, and both those have closed down. So the downtown of where I grew up is pretty much dying, which is why I left. But in any of that, it was kind of sad to see. But yeah, that happens a lot. It's just the way it is. If a town is based on one or two industries and they close down, they can't come up with something else. It kind of goes downhill real quick.
It's true, it does. But there's still some charm to Elkin, which is where I was, touring on Saturday. So, but you're right. It's got to have the money coming in to keep things alive.
Roger. Well, that's true with most things. You're either living or you're dying, and if you're not growing as a town or as a community, then you're drying up and you're dying. And I suspect that in 10, 20 years, my little hometown won't be much more than a dust spot in the road at the rate it's going.
Noticed that people who grew up in small towns like to return there when they retire. I kind of it was March, not that long ago, when I went out to visit my dad. We drove through a small town. I've never lived in that small town, but my grandpa did. And I thought, oh, it might be fun to look around and see what there is for as far as Mark and I retiring to a small town like this when it's time. And I, drove through and saw a couple places on that were for sale and sent, information to Mark. And he looked them up and was like, well, that's a really expensive small town with nothing in it to live in, at least based on the prices of the couple of homes I sent him and the information for. So I decided the only thing that must really be driving the market there would be the fact that people want to return there when they retire, because there's nothing growing that town. It's just existing. It's farmers, farmland, and stuff like that, and it always has been. So I think that's why it's holding its own, but it was interesting to me how expensive the housing was still.
Roger, I don't think that's the case in my little hometown. It's, it was a nice little hometown to grow up in, but when I left to go to college and then left for the Army, I came back several years later and I said, I am not going to retire here. There is nothing here that would attract me. There's nobody here that would attract me. The only reason I go back there is because her mother still lives there. But there's a few people that I grew up with that are still living there. But the majority of them have spent their entire lives there, never left Jennings County, never seen the world, never gone anywhere. And they're still plodding along in the same little dead-end job that they started at. I have no desire to be around that, so I'm happy where I'm at right now, and close to the grandkids, and close to my one daughter, and not that far away from my other daughter. My son's still down in South Carolina, and we talk to him from time to time. But there's nothing back there for me. I left that town 40 years ago and never looked back.
Yep, I like your statement. You're either living in or you're dying. You might as well make your living fun. So I'm glad you're where you're at too, and glad you had a stop off near us in South Carolina for a while. How's that beautiful dog of yours doing?
Okay, there we go. I thought it was transmitting. I hit the button and nothing happened. well, like I said, we were gone for a few days, and she hates it when I do that. But our house guest is with her. She's gotten used to her, so there was no whining or anything, but when I walked in the door, she went, just absolute nuts, and had to sit in my lap for a while, and right now she's curled up on the couch, and about 4 feet away from me, and she hasn't gotten any further than that since I've been back. So, yeah, she's happy I'm back, and although the cat finally got off the desk, she had to come up and make her presence known and say, where were you? And the other two cats have all been all over me and are all glad I'm back. So, you know, things are getting back to normal here, and everybody's happy, and I'm where I'm supposed to be, and I can't ever leave the house again, apparently. But otherwise, all the animals have, you know, emotional issues. But, you know, it is what it is. What can I say? You've got dogs, right? Your dog's probably the same way, right?
Miss Shadow is that way. It's funny, earlier today I went up to my art room and I shut the door, which, I didn't really think about it, but it did shut her out, obviously. Usually I leave the door ajar, and she, in spite of the fact that it was trained out of her to ever push a door that was partway open, sometimes she just, her desire gets the best of her teaching, and she will stick her nose in and open it a centimeter or two at a time until it's wide enough for her to pass her massive shoulders through. But anyway, she couldn't get up there with me, and when Mark finally opened the door and came up to the art room, she was bounding up ahead of him and stood there, you know, the way they do, poking my elbow so I'd give her a pat or two. And then when we were headed back down the stairs, she raced to the bottom, and then she ran back up to the landing because I wasn't right behind her, and waited on the landing till I got to the landing, and then she raced down, and then she stood there watching me till I made it down there, and then she did the same on the next landing, and then clear at the bottom, she was standing there impatiently waiting for me, like, why don't you run the stairs like I do? Well, I know you're coming down here, so you should just run like I do. But yeah, she likes us all to be in the same room, even. Not necessarily in the same house isn't necessarily good enough for her. But she'll try to gather us all together in the same room when she wants to hang out and just have the world right with her. So there are those animals give us so much pleasure. It's so nice to have a nice pet in your life.
Roger. Ooh, shut the door. Big mistake. Yeah, I can't do that. I can't shut, you know. I shut the door to the bathroom, go into the bathroom, and I open the door, and I'll trip over, you know, two or three animals coming out. But, yeah, shutting the door, oh, that's a big no-no. You can't do that. We go out on the back deck. My one cat, the older cat, our house guests let the cats out on the back deck because they're used to getting out on the screened-in porch at the old house, and this porch isn't screened in. The two younger cats would stay on the porch, but Missy, the older one, decided she would sneak under the gate that I've got on the stairwell to keep keep the dog contained, and snuck on down into the backyard and disappeared. And this was at nighttime, and we were out there with flashlights looking for her, and finally found her, scared her back up the stairs. So decided Missy wasn't going to come out anymore, but the other cats still want to come out, and they'll stay on the back deck. But my one cat will reach up and just claw at the glass, you know, trying to get our attention and, you know, kind of knocking on the door wanting out. So we let her out for a little bit, and Rocket came out for a little bit. But Missy likes to go explore the yard, and that cat, you know, wouldn't last 10 minutes in the wild. And so we kind of keep her contained. But yeah, ooh, closing the door. Yeah, bad move there. Yeah, but anyway, so I'm up in my office, and I've got the door ajar, but it won't stay just a little bit open, so I have to put something in front of it to kind of keep it from rolling all the way open, and keep the smoke out of the rest of the house. But the dog's stretched out on the couch. The other two cats made an appearance, and then they went back downstairs, and they'll probably be back here in a minute. Rocket usually jumps up here and lays right on either on the keyboard or right in front of the computer, so I can't get to it, and to let me know that, you know, she's here, and I should pay attention to her and not what I'm doing. But anyway, well, I know Harry's got a good animal story, or at least a good recipe for you, so I'm going back on out of here. Say, give my best to Mark, and say 73s to everybody, and this is KN4RJN, and I will clear on out of here.
Okay. Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you for the rack to KN4RJN. It's always nice to get caught up. Glad you traveled home safely and had a nice visit up there. I'm going to take this opportunity to see if I have missed anyone for comments or for check-ins. We're checking in all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu, if you'd like to check in. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
Net check in, Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike, Scott, negative, negative, sorry I'm late. Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Delta, and my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4, India Lima, India. Once again, sorry I'm late.
KN4HTP, Net Control with Blue Ridge 2-meter. At this time, I'd like to welcome KX4YM. I think I heard your name in the past, but I did not get your location. Will you please recheck with your name and location?
My name is Scott. The location is Greenville. KX4YM clear.
KN4HTP, Net Control with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you, Mr. Scott. I got it correctly that time. Checking in from Greenville. KX4YM. And you bring, and Mr. Scott brings along his wife and daughter, KO4AZV and KO4ILI. Thank you for checking in tonight. No worries about the time. As long as you get here before we shut things down, it's a win-win for all of us. So, thank you for checking in tonight. Good to have you joining us. Is there anyone else at this time that would like to check in? Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. All right, this is KN4HTP. Next up, I'm going to check in with my friend Terry, KC4EZN. How's the weather been out your way, Mr. Harry?
4HTP. Good evening, Wendy. I was going to say it's good to hear your melodious voice, but I think I'll just stop and say it's good to hear your voice. Hopefully this is just an allergy or something that will pass when the flowers change or something. Anyway, good to have you back. And it was also good to hear John. Glad he's happy where he's at. I know he's moving around a lot. And I can somewhat identify some of his comments about a small town I grew up in, which it is at the intersection of I-77 and I-40. And when I was growing up, they came up with the name that it was the City of Progress. And 56 years later, I guess I can say it has progressed a little bit. All of my family there is long gone, and so I have no real urge to go back there, although it would not be a bad place to be. Medical facilities are, pretty good. Close to Charlotte, close to Winston-Salem. And again, get on 40 or 77, and you're got the whole rest of the world. But still, there was just, like I say, I left there when I went to college and moved up here into the Asheville area when I graduated from college. And on June the 5th, June the 15th, that was my first day at work here at a company called American Inca, which you folks down in the central area know that company. Anyway, we're planted here in Candler, which is just a little bit outside the city limits of Asheville on the west side, and have no urge to go anywhere else, at least ways living-wise. The children and the grandchildren are all in California, and it's a nice place to visit, and this is a wonderful place to come back to. Good to hear you and John back. Been kind of interesting the last couple of weeks. I think I've mentioned before, I've had a couple of computers that decided they didn't want to work, and one of them I really, really like. It's old, but it's got a 17-inch monitor. It's not really a laptop unless you like 8.5 pounds worth of computer sitting in your lap. It's a portable workstation was how it was sold at the time. But learned a thing called reballing, and what that is the sound, the video card in that computer. When you install the whole assembly with the heatsink and everything in the computer, the video card is upside down, and over time, the heat from the video card will melt the solder from the printed circuit board that is mounted on, and it runs back up towards the video card. And what you do is you take the whole thing apart, pull the video board off the heatsink, and put it in your oven with the video card on the top. Slowly bring the oven up to 360 degrees and keep it there for 5 or 10 or 15 minutes, depending on what happens. And the idea is you re-melt that solder and it runs back down to the printed circuit board. I had a video card in that laptop which I was not happy with, because every time I changed something in the program, the screen blinked black and then came back. And there were some other things going on that said the video card was not acting nice. So anyway, I took it apart, put it in the oven, did what I saw online, and put it back in the computer. And it is very, very happy. Everything is working right. So evidently that process that I saw online worked. But that's been the sum of what I've accomplished. Plus, our refrigerator died last Tuesday, and supposedly Wednesday we get its replacements. So we're semi-camping out in the kitchen, living out of coolers, and sleeping in the bed at night, which is pretty good for camping. Anyway, we're bouncing back in your court, Wendy. K4, I was going to say RJN. KN4HTP, I think I got that right. KC4EZN, back to you, Wendy.
KN4HTP. Oh, nobody likes it when the fridge dies. That is such a hassle, and you just stuck buying a new one. Can't even go wait for a sale. So, that's frustrating. I am impressed that you gave that fix for your card a try by putting it in the oven. Really impressed that you found that and that it worked out and fixed the problem. That's amazing. I know last time we talked, I think you were rearranging the ham shack. Did you get things in a good way now so it's comfortable again?
KN4HTP, KC4EZN, pretty much so. The things that I had to move out of the way to make room for other things are still sitting where I moved them, and so that's the next step in the process, is to clean it back up. But I got the Tentec set up, that radio. I was looking through my paperwork, which I have the boxes that it was shipped in and the warranty card and all the stuff from the fellow who purchased it originally. I'm the second owner. It was purchased in 1988, and the beautiful thing is the fellow who I sent it to did not have to put any new parts in it. He basically took the circuit boards out, cleaned the contacts, put it back together, and then went through the band switch on that radio. Obviously, out of that era, is physically fairly large and has a whole bunch of wafers on it, some of which are inside a metal box. And he took all that, cleaned it up, and realigned it, and I have it back on the air, running a digital radio on it, believe it or not. And I'm interested in getting back on single sideband with it, because it was a really nice radio to listen to. The Tentec factory, when that radio was built, was across the street from the Electra Voice factory, and I think they collaborated when it came time to put an audio card in that radio. So I'm kind of looking forward to the band conditions getting better. But, yeah, I've got it back, and in the 7300, I moved it to where another radio was. And the other radio is now in a salesman case, and it's my portable pick-it-up. Everything's in a salesman case that you need to make it operational. And now all I got to do is clean up. So, yeah, things are pretty good. I've been sort of happy the way it turned out, and I've managed to move some computer stuff around and consolidate that and actually put one computer sitting on the floor. I need to find a new home somewhere. It's a good computer. It's old, but it worked just fine when I was using it, and it's been replaced. So anyway, things are looking good. Turn it back to you, Wendy, KN4HTP, KC4EZN.
This is KN4HTP. Sorry, I should have talked a little louder there. Yeah, I lost my voice back. Oh, it's been about a month. Just totally lost it. Don't know where it went. Haven't been able to find it back. Trying talking in the higher registers or talking in the low registers. And humidifying at night, and I don't know, just a strange thing, but it's been going on. But since my voice held up tonight, I'm planning to call the net again tomorrow night, so that'll be nice. Get back to the radio. I've missed it since I had to pass a couple of times because I had no voice. So improving is good on that. I'm glad to hear your ham shack is back in working order, and you got some updated equipment. Sounds really cool. That I like the idea that something made in 1988 is still working great and applicable to today, and you know, well made. That's good. I find it a little frustrating with things like these new my iPad, I can't update it anymore, and so it makes itself obsolete because some programs won't run unless you update them, and then my iPad has not the capability to update on some things, so it'd be okay if it were frozen in time, but some things just refuse to work when you don't update them. So I've run into that with that and with the phone as well. So those things are a little frustrating to me, that you can't just run them on the old stuff, that you have to update them, and then when you can't update them anymore, you can't use them. So I'm really happy about these radios, that they hang around for many years and work well. So I'm really happy to hear about your 10-tech.
4HTP, KC4ECN. Yeah, that radio, it was the first, I won't say real radio that I bought. My first radio was an ICOM 02AT, which I have checked into this net with it. The problem with it is the tone function in it has ceased to work, which this repeater works just fine with no tone. But it was in that same era, and it is really interesting. The new radios now will fit in the space the battery on that radio took up, but yeah, it's kind of good. I say most of my computers, I was able to upgrade to Windows 10, but I can tell that if they make any drastic changes in the next version of Windows, these computers are not going to be happy. Some of the companies have done a really good job about creating programs that you can download and install that will make their programs talk to Windows 10 and back and forth. And that's sort of where most of my computers are now. My newest computer is about 7 years old and works just fine, and I see no reason to get rid of it. I'm not a gamer, so having a high-powered, high-speed computer does not do anything for me. And I've discovered that most of the radio software, I've got an old laptop, which is really, I won't say it's totally useless. It's about 25 years old. It's got a Centron processor and and came with XP. And in the beginning, I was running on JT65 on that laptop until the digital modes, when the bed conditions went down, the sunspot cycle, well, they just disappeared. And all of a sudden, instead of having two or three signals up here, you had a dozen. That old laptop just would not keep up. It never lost anything, but I found out that I was still decoding the received signals while I was transmitting my response. So, again, it's kind of frustrating to have something that still works. It's very usable. You know, what you want to do with word processing, it still works great, but just not quite fast enough to keep up with the modern stuff. Anyway, we'll turn it back to you, Wendy, and save some voice for tomorrow night. You're sounding pretty good, but I can tell. I say you're not quite melodious yet, but that'll give you something to look forward to. Anyway, we'll turn it back to you tonight, Wendy, and good to talk to you. KN4HTV, KC4EZN.
KC4EZN. KN4HTP. Thanks for the rag, too. Always enjoy talking with you and hearing about life. I guess that's a good way to put it. I like all the things you're involved in. Next time, I guess I want to ask for an update on your checking in with all the states in the United States. But we'll hold that off maybe for tomorrow night. All right. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Comments or check-ins, we're going all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. It's been a great evening on the radio. Thank you to everyone for checking in. My turn is up for tomorrow night, and I will appreciate it. You coming back then and checking in as well. The net report will be submitted electronically, and I will break for a minute for the automatic net report to transmit. Hold on. This is KN4HTP, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, with my thanks for checking in. I hope everyone has a good night's rest. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s, and good night.